Good afternoon. There are many Americans living in Japan, particularly Tokyo today, just as there are many Japanese who are living in the United States and Europe and, of course, all over the world. When I return to America every year or two, I am asked to do some speaking there on the subject of Japan. In the United States, I try to explain contemporary Japanese patterns of thought and to estimate, give my estimate on the future of Japan. When I come back to Tokyo, I am sometimes asked to explain the nature of American society today. I have found that it is just about as difficult to try to explain Japan in the United States as it is to try to explain the United States in Japan. My conclusion is that the United States and Japan today have one factor in common, and that is that we are both complicated societies and rather difficult to understand. And for those interested in the preservation of decent, satisfactory relations between our two countries, I think this is a time when both Americans and Japanese must view the other country rather prudently and carefully without reaching unsound conclusions based on sensational stories, and also not giving too much weight to public opinion polls. In both the United States and Japan, as you know, the public opinion polls are very, very popular, but in most cases, to use a slang American phrase, the questions are loaded. That is to say that the answers can be anticipated because of the nature of the question. So I do not think these broad surveys based on polls are a very good way to estimate the nature of the thinking in either of our countries. After extensive travel for over 2 months in the United States last summer, I realized again that the American people, particularly in their attitudes toward Japan, do not all think alike. The views vary from the financial status of the families. American views vary from California to the East Coast and in the Middle West. Opinions in America are very varied on almost any subject, including the subject of Japan. The generalizations that I heard in America last summer are quite similar to generalizations that are being made in Japan today. That is to say that American society is in a state of decline, that President Carter is a failure, that America has returned to isolationism. Well, and that the American people distrust Japan. Obviously, there is some truth in these generalizations, but it is not the entire truth. President Carter, I believe, is one of the most curious presidents we have had in recent years, and we have had some curious ones in the past, particularly Richard Nixon. But Carter is different. I think that President Carter has a dream for the American people. I think he believes that the American people are basically good in this connection, or that human nature is basically good. And in this way, I think that he inadvertently is a follower of the Chinese philosopher Mencius, because Mencius, as you recall, said...